Good morning. This is KWSO News. The Warm Springs Community COVID-19 update for Thursday, December 30th reports four new cases of COVID-19 from 43 tests conducted on Wednesday, December 29th at the Health and Wellness Center. No positive results came in from outside facilities. There are 31 people with active COVID-19 in Warm Springs and 26 close contacts receiving daily monitoring. With people celebrating the holidays in the upcoming days, please consider keeping family and friends safe by continuing to take COVID-19 precautions, wearing a face mask, and maintaining distance from others. Limit gatherings to your immediate household. If you have not gotten a COVID-19 vaccine, you should reconsider doing that. Vaccinations are critical in reducing the spread of COVID-19. If you have been vaccinated, make sure you schedule your booster shot. And if you have a 5-year-old or older, they can now be vaccinated too. Four Jefferson County organizations received a combined $60,000 in funding from the Oregon Community Foundation, according to the Madras Pioneer. The Warm Springs Community Action Team has received two $25,000 grants from the Oregon Community Foundation, which will be used to fund their ongoing youth mural project. Another arm of the Warm Springs Community Action Team, Tananawit, also received funding in the amount of $5,000, which will be designated to supporting artists that have been hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic. Another program funded by the Oregon Community Foundation is the Columbia River Institute for Indigenous Development, who has been working on a program to document, preserve, and teach their native language, Itchishkeen. Only 10 Itchishkeen speakers remain in Warm Springs. Because of COVID-19, in-person classes have been unavailable, and this funding will go to help elders teach online. The Jefferson County Cultural Commission also received funding, which in the past they have used to support many Jefferson County cultural activities. The Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission, otherwise known as CRICFIC, has a new executive director. Asia DiCoto grew up with the urge to become a doctor, but a life in the outdoors gave her a passion that put her in natural resources. After 12 years of working with CRITFIC, she is the first woman to ever hold the position of executive director. She has served in the role as interim since April and was moved up to the permanent position in November. While she's excited for the opportunity and honored to lead CRITFIC as the first woman leader in its nearly 50-year history, she takes over at a pivotal time for the organization amid a series of challenges, including climate change, dwindling salmon populations, and questions over the future of dams and hydropower. And now a look into sports. The Madras High School Lady Buffs were in action yesterday in the Sisters Holiday Shootout, facing off against LeGrand, and fell 47-39. Next up for the Lady Buffs is a trip to Rainier on January 3rd. Buffs boys basketball was in action yesterday as well at the Sisters Holiday Shootout, and in a rematch of an earlier game in the season which they won, they fell to Trinity Lutheran 64-49. Next up for the boys is a trip to Rainier on January 3rd. In college football, the semifinal for the national championship kicks off today, beginning with number one Alabama taking on fourth-ranked and undefeated Cincinnati at 12:30 p.m. in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. Then at 4:30 p.m., number 2 Michigan takes on number 3 Georgia in the Capital One Orange Bowl. The winners of these bowl games will play in the College Football National Championship presented by AT&T on Monday, January 10th. That's a look at news and sports. Just want to wish you all a happy new year. Bring it in safely, and we'll see you next year. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.